Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
New research has found that mornings are when people generally feel their best and report the greatest feelings of well-being. Researchers analysed data from more than 49,000 adults as part of University College London research. So how do you create a morning routine that works for you and continue it throughout the day? For more on this, I'm joined by psychologist Niamh Delmar. Niamh, good morning to you.
Good morning, Philip.
Why is a morning routine so important?
It's hugely important because morning routines set the right tone for the day. Repeated tasks are habit forming, and neuroscientists recommend morning rituals for brain health. It helps your focus and your productivity.
Start at the very beginning then, and the moment that we wake up. This was a debate in the office here this morning. Do you get up when you wake up, or if you wake up an hour before your alarm, do you allow yourself to go back for a second sleep?
Definitely not. You know, upon waking, especially people that come into me if they're suffering with depression or anxiety or stress, the wheel starts going in the brain the minute they wake up. So it's a good idea to get out of that bed to avoid this, the rumination. Now, if somebody's able to do a little bit of meditation or a few little stretches in the bed, that's okay. But ideally, if your mind starts going off or you start getting the dreads about the day ahead, get up.
And on a physiological level, if you do go back to sleep and you're in a deep sleep when the alarm goes, your brain is going to be absolutely drowned in sleep hormones, isn't it?
That's exactly it, because the circadian rhythm needs, you know, consistency, the same time getting up every day. And that makes sure that you sleep better that night, and that will make sure that your energy levels are good the next morning. People sometimes focus on sleep at nighttime, but it starts in the morning.
Okay, so step one, wake up, get up. What next?
That's it. So wake up, get up. And if, you know, if you're getting out of the wrong side of the bed, we all know what that's like. It's a mad circus, especially among families. Everyone gets upset. So give yourself time. Don't give yourself the limited amount of time that you need to do all your tasks before you leave the door. So, you know, time yourself well, even if it's a half an hour earlier. Early rising is good for brain health as well. So first of all, is watch what your mind is saying. What are you saying to yourself? Is it like, oh God, here we go again. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm dreading the day. You know, that has to be banned. We need to have that positive mental attitude, or at least focus on what is going well in life, not to kind of go into that doom and gloom type of thinking. So that's the first thing. Watch what you're thinking and what you're saying to yourself. A bit of meditation, a little bit of breath work, that can be very powerful.
Okay, now that sounds incredibly virtuous. You're going to have to, for the people who are not persuaded by the idea of doing their yoga first thing in the morning, sell me on the virtues of that.
Literally, breath work and a little bit of meditation can change the activity of your prefrontal cortex, which is associated with attention and emotional regulation. Just literally breathing really slowly. Just even to do that, just catch your breath, because if you're hyperventilating, you're already telling the brain to produce a bit of adrenaline and get you all worked up. Just be aware of your breath. That's it.
So in and out over 4 seconds, in, 4 seconds, out, that kind of thing?
You can do box breathing or just slow it right down. Slow the breath right down and have it in deeply into the belly and out slowly with your mouth closed.
For how long?
And then maybe as long as you want, like a couple of minutes, but just keep that going with you. There's no point then getting up and you're hyperventilating again. Try and just keep the breath slow. Very simple.
And if I do, what kind of a state am I in at the end of that?
So at the end of that, you're kind of lowering the stress hormone and you're lowering your adrenaline. So you're keeping your system kind of calm, and just keep with that. And maybe a few stretches. Again, we want to wake up the brain. We want to wake up the body as well. So a few little stretches, very simple. It doesn't have to be big yoga, mad, complicated posture. Just a few stretches, okay. Arms lifted up. And get near a window, get near light, or preferably get outside. So neuroscientists would say natural light is very effective for the brain.
So step one is wake up, get up. Step two is reach for oxygen and for sunlight, not for caffeine.
That's it. Hydrate yourself instead first. Now have the coffee later.
Well, I was going to say, what time am I allowed my coffee?
Well, usually, you know, the recommendation would be if you can hold off for an hour or two. Your body loses water during sleep, so you need water. You need to hydrate yourself. So a glass of water when you wake up, it can really make a difference, and hold off as long as you can. Now, I'm guilty because I love my coffee in the morning and it's hard to hold off, but I do find the difference when I go for the water first.
But sunlight and oxygen breathing, you're saying, can do the same thing and leave you as energised as a good cup of Arabica.
Exactly. If you get outside into natural daylight and get a good gulp of fresh air and it's going into the brain through the eyes, that can give you a good energy boost for the day as well. Now, it's hard in Ireland if it's raining outside, but just as much as possible to get outside and get some natural light.
Yeah. How long does it take for these things to become habits? Because, you know, I can see people adopting them with enthusiasm. But then, as you say, that first rainy day comes along and all good intentions end up going out the window.
Yeah. With people that come into me, what they find is when they come in for therapy, what they find useful is just to pick three or four and then have a backup one or two. You know, so you have three or four that you know that you'll, you know, be very easily be able to do, like breath work, getting up, a few stretches, hydrate, and then add in a few other ones if you can as well.
Like?
So you can add in, well, make sure, make the bed. Very simple. Make your bed. That simple act of making the bed can be very powerful. And a nutritious breakfast. Again,
well, hang on, let's just stick on the bed for a second. Is the thinking here that if you perform and complete a task very early on in the morning, that you will go on to perform and complete other tasks throughout the course of the day?
Yeah, all of this has a knock-on effect. And it's also making the bed sends a little signal to yourself that you've done something, you've accomplished something. Sometimes I have people that might be in grieving or depressed and the urge is to stay in bed, which is totally understandable, but that'll upset their sleep cycle and they lie there, they might ruminate. But being able to do four or five steps can make such a huge difference for people. So even something simple like making the bed.
Plus the subliminal message that looking at an unmade bed sends to you throughout the course of the day about not getting other jobs done.
That's it, exactly. Those senses of, you know, having a sense of accomplishment is huge for psychological health.
Go on to the next one I interrupted you in.
So, yeah, a nutritious breakfast, because there's a glucose boost with that. Now, I know some people like to do the fasts and that, but it is recommended to have a bit of a glucose boost in the morning and have a nice nutritious breakfast. And
hang on a second. Do the dietitians not say that we should be leaning more towards protein than carbohydrates like glucose?
Yeah, absolutely. But a nutritious breakfast gives you a boost of glucose, the good glucose. So whereas if you go out without that, you may not get that. And again, everyone has different blood sugar levels as well. So good nutritious breakfast, the old bowl of porridge or something like that, and then a shower.
And you favour a shower at the start rather than the end of the day?
That depends on each person. Some people, if they can, they can get up and go straight in. Other people need a bit of time with that. Now, cold also really gets us going. So that'll certainly wake up your body and your brain. A regular shower on regular for a while. And then just the last few seconds, a blast of cold
from
the shower.
No, no, no.
It will absolutely make you feel so alert, Philip, and you'll be awake within seconds.
No, it won't. It'll make me feel bloody miserable is what it'll make me feel.
People build it up. Now, literally, they might start off with 1 second of a little bit of a cold blast. Then they can build it up. But that's why people, you know, swim in the sea as well, because they get that lovely feeling from it. But that can become a habit as well if people can do it. Just literally a few seconds at the end.
You had me at every single step up until now, and now you've lost me. You've completely lost me.
It really will make you more alert than coffee, because what it does is releases endorphins and it gets the blood flow to your brain.
I think you might be confusing alert and angry there. You also suggest having a little morning dance.
Yeah, I mean, dancing, movement, anything like that, music. Some people that come into me, they really like music. That gets them going. I don't particularly like music in the morning. I like the radio, though. But some people like, you know, having a bit of music on in the background, and they do a little dance around the kitchen or dance around their bedroom. And some people even have a little bit of music in the shower.
And if you can't manage that when you're brushing your hair or doing your makeup or whatever, smile at yourself.
There you go. That's a great one. Yeah, because smiling sends a signal to the brain. And those lips up actually sends a signal to the brain, and they've found that in experiments, it sends a good signal to the brain, and that can help reduce the adrenaline. So what we're saying to ourselves and what we're doing will impact the entire day. Or if we get out of bed at the wrong side of the day, everything will go astray.
Niamh, thank you very much for that. You've divided the country on the cold shower. You've also divided the country on making the bed. Sharon says, age 66, never made the bed, never will. Caroline points out, I think not incorrectly, the bed should be aired in the morning. Niamh Delmar, psychologist, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Text 51551, today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.